Now, Preamon and Shanachie and the founder of the Sneem Storytelling Festival, Bat Burns, has died. He grew up in the South Kerry village with his grandparents, who introduced him to the craft of storytelling. He performed at the Kennedy Centre for Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. on St. Patrick's Day in 2002 and spent his life as a teacher and as a storyteller, I suppose, invigorating young people in Sneem and the wider area and bringing tourists from all over the world to the area and telling the stories and keeping the craft of storytelling and being a Shanachie alive. In 2012, he established the Sneem International Storytelling and Folklore Festival. He's a regular contributor here to us on Radio Kerry, particularly on programmes with Frank Lewis as well, telling those stories and that craft and tradition of the local area. Here he is speaking to Kaya Flynn in 2022, a little bit about his life. Have a listen.
Hello, my name is Bat Burns, and I was born in the village of Sneem, and that's where this programme is coming from. I haven't spent all my life in Sneem. I've been in America for not a huge period of time, but I've been there. Right now I'm in this beautiful village of Sneem. Well, I had an unusual experience when I was young. My mother was born 4 miles out of the village, out on the road to Killarney, the letter Finnish area, or Boulan and Av. And at a very young age, I went to live with my grandparents. It was quite common back then, if you came from a large family, to go off to live with grandparents. And I got a lucky break there because my grandfather was a bit of a Shanachie. His name was Mikey or Michael Clifford. He was born in 1875 and died in 1962. So I went to live in that house where everything was old style, needless to mention. There was no electricity. There wasn't even radio or TV. But that's where I came face to face with the storytelling tradition. He wasn't a famous Shanachie, but he was a great storyteller in my eyes. And literally, I had the experience of sitting by the open fire on winter nights. He seated in an old armchair across from me and he's spinning yarns. So that was a very special experience. And I was one of the lucky ones in the village to get a secondary education. There was no secondary school in the village. It's too tiny for that. And there was no bus service if they wanted to go to Kenmare. So I was lucky to get, my parents could afford to send me to boarding school. So I left the village when I was about 12. Now I asked for a leave of absence for a year, got it, went out to America. That was pretty successful. I was doing a lot of storytelling and poetry and history sessions and all that sort of stuff at the time. And that went down well in America. It went down so well that I looked for a second year. And by the time the end of the second year came, it was either you come or go at that stage. So I opted to come back. Mm-hmm. But I was back and forth. And I got very involved in hosting tours of Ireland, hosting groups of American for tours of Ireland. I was doing that for about 25 years, wow, almost full time. Well, number one, it's one of our oldest traditions in this country. And one of the motivations I had when I was responsible for organizing a few people to start the storytelling festival was that in this area, and I had first-hand experiences, my grandfather was, and he had that story, The King with Horse's Ears, stories of the Fianna, stories about Daniel O'Connell. And I felt that we are losing all those in the world of IT with iPads and iPhones, that all of these are being pushed aside, or well, not being deliberately pushed aside, but forgotten about. So it's important that we revive old traditions. There's a big move now to revive old traditions, find out about old buildings and all that, the world of the past. And of course, for kids, storytelling is always a take. If you could do all storytelling in school, there'd be no problems with discipline at all.
Yeah, there you go. That's the late Bat Burns speaking with Kyle Flynn and Travels Through a Kingdom a couple of years ago for a long and wide-ranging interview. It's available on RadioKerry.ie if you want to listen back to it. With me on the line is Jim Feeney, who is involved with the Sneem Storytelling Festival and know Bat for many years. Jim, good morning to you. Thanks for talking to me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for the opportunity.
A great sense of sadness in the village and beyond. A remarkable man, extraordinary man in many different ways.
Well, an extraordinary genius. I mean, it's so sad and yet so lovely to hear his voice there and to hear him talk about Sneem and his life experiences. I got to know Bat first when I came to Kerry in the mid-80s. My son and daughter went to the National School. And it was then I became aware of his storytelling abilities. I remember Robert in a recent article wrote said about Bat, it was part of the day to hear Trúlann Ó Bliain after the spelling competition in Irish. There's not too many teachers that would stay on after hours to devote that to their students. And following on from that, I mean, I was aware before even coming to Sneem that he had this great storytelling ability and tradition. And I don't know how it came about. We persuaded him to put on a few performances in the Park de Silla Hotel at the time. He was really nervous about it initially. He needed some encouragement. He wasn't too sure how it would be received. But once he started, it was very well received. The audience were most enthusiastic, and that encouraged him to continue. And he was a mixture of his story, his Shanachie stories, and also a bit of poetry and other recollections thrown in. But talking to him after these performances, having a quick pint before he'd go home, he mentioned the fact that his great aim is to form a storytelling festival to have in the village. And that came to pass. At the time, the difficulty was a suitable venue, but as soon as the Sneem Hotel came on scene, and thanks to Louis Moriarty, we now had a venue that could be used, and a public meeting was called in 2011, and the rest is history. It started off and has gone from strength to strength ever since.
Yeah, it really has. And that was the culmination of his years of work of going to America, kind of putting Sneem on the map and telling that local story and gathering those local stories and transferring them on to the children that went through that school. That just keeps the tradition alive. Which did so much for the area.
He mentioned it in his talk there. I mean, one of his great things was to develop the young storytellers. That it's a great loss to us. That with his loss, there's nobody capable of bringing that together. He kept nurture and develop young storytellers both locally and nationally, and that was a huge feature of the storytelling festival. In the early years, we used to have a 2-hour slot for young storytellers, and they used to go down a treat. But that was all done thanks to Bat and his efforts in developing the whole tradition.
Yeah, it certainly was. Well, listen, Jim, look, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about him and a little bit of his legacy for Sneem and Kerry and the wider region as well this morning.
You're welcome.
That's Jim Feeney there with us on the line, talking about the great Bat Burns. And like, as I said, he contributed so much here to Radio Kerry over the years with stories and tales, particularly in interviews with Frank Lewis on the Saturday Supplement and other programmes as well. Our thoughts about his family today, funeral arrangements. He will repose in his home in South Square, Sneem, from 5 to 8pm this evening. And he'll be at St. Michael's Church in Sneem tomorrow morning, 10:30am for Requiem Mass.